September and getting closer to an election day. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you listening to the great nooks and crannies across the United States. And we do have a lot of pressing things to talk about this hour of the show. Right at the top, though, it's politics, politics, and more politics. Why? Because we're really close to that election. You're not just voting for president. We're talking House members and a chunk of the Senate as well. The makeup in Washington could change significantly, because especially with the people on the Hill, there are no definite guarantees. You can twist and turn polls however you want to, but there may be a few surprises in store. Not sure what's going to happen with that presidential election. However, there are a lot of people that are rallying their groups, like Ralph Reed, a former guest on this show, says that he's doing everything he can to push the evangelical turnout. He's the former Christian Coalition leader who has a lot of clout, certainly, with Republicans, and he's pushing and swears that we're going to see a big change in the makeup, meaning the numbers that are going to go and head out. In the meantime, John McCain says, look, Republicans are eating each other up. They need to stop ripping Romney and help him instead, because all the criticism is only going to hurt him, not do anything to help his effort to unseat Barack Obama. And in the meantime, the Obama people are busy putting out the fires from the Libyan attack in Benghazi and the ambassador and the three others who were killed in what they said initially, that it was the Prophet Muhammad movie that incensed the Muslim people and led to unrest and some rioting and bad behavior. They didn't use the word bad behavior, but led to the problems that we saw. So they ultimately pointed to the movie, saying it was because of this, this is inside of that. And au contraire, it looked pretty pre-planned. The FBI is investigating. It happened on September 11th, on the 11th anniversary of September 11th, and really did look like an inside job. It hasn't been declared that, but it looks that way. So all the president's men were out talking about the attack and talking about the fact that, you know, there was no misleading statements. They didn't say anything misleading when they talked about the movie, that this was the reason why, and that didn't mention terrorism until later. So this is become a very strange tug of war, when you and I both know we think it's terrible what happened to the ambassador and the people that were killed. We know it's a hornet's nest in Libya. We could debate the fact that, really, do we want to pump more money into a country where the Muslim Brotherhood is taking over? I mean, give me a break. What are we going to get there? Exchange one poison for a worse poison? Could say that. Could talk about withdrawing money from Egypt. But do we care about the semantics of the president said this from the White House, his spokespeople said that? No, because they were stringing things together in a cockamamie way, and this is, unfortunately, the problem. Let's just give us the straight truth. Here's what happened, or we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. The FBI's on the way. We suspect this. However, we don't know that for sure. We will let you know as soon as we do. Nope. And the reason it became such a big deal is because they attacked Mitt Romney for saying what he had to say about Libya and the fact that they needed to come out strong against, the administration needed to come out strong against terrorism and the attack, and the attack on the ambassador. So this was sort of a duck and cover move, if you will. Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, talked about it and talked about the fact that, look, we all know it's Al-Qaeda.
I look at the information, have a high degree of probability that it is an Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-affiliated group that had a very specific target in mind, and that was to attack the consulate and cause as much harm, chaos, and death as possible. I have seen no information that shows that there was a protest going on, as you have seen around any other embassy at the time. It was clearly designed to be an attack. And what's so egregious about this is that, and why American, every American should be offended. This isn't about George Bush or Barack Obama. It's not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. They targeted and killed the face of the United States of America, a U.S. ambassador.
Yeah, and I'd have to agree with Rogers. What he just said there, that's it. It's not about what party, it's about what happened there. Why isn't the focus on that? Because it's more of that whole distraction thing and nonsense, which makes no sense. If I were a Democratic strategist, and I've said this before, I'd be bald. I'd have torn all my hair out in frustration over why are we even in this? Why didn't you just handle it? You know, boom, let's just handle it right away. Here's what we know. That's it. Then we don't have to be looking like a bunch of fools because we say one thing, then it's something else, and then we can't say the word terrorism, and then it's terrorism. It's crazy. And that's the problem. It's the lack of transparency that's so infuriating. Oh, it's infuriating. All right, this one is a get-you-up-to-date moment. We talked about this just way too much. Way too much because I don't want to say we shouldn't have talked about it. Of course we should have. It was heinous, sickening, should never have happened. But there was so much, I'm going to say, coverage given to the nut that I was sick of even talking about it here on these airwaves. But, you know, the worst mass shooting, where did it happen? Aurora, Colorado. They're saying that the theater where people were just gunned down watching The Dark Knight Rises, 12 people, 58 wounded back in mid-July. This theater could reopen as soon as maybe New Year. Maybe in the New Year it'll open. And good for the city of Aurora. What they did, smart of them, they had an online survey. They asked people, what do you think should happen? Are you supportive of us opening this theater again? What do you think? And the majority of the people who responded said, yeah, open the theater. Do it. And so they passed all of that along to the owner of the person who owned the screens, and with a letter from the mayor saying, you know, we're hearing from the people. We think we are because we had an overwhelming response to it to open it. They also talked to the people who were shot, the victim advocates, and some others, and got a similar thing that, sure, you know, reopen it. We should do it. Maybe consider changing exterior a little bit, but reopen it. Do it on New Year. Wow. And, you know, you think that was just a couple of months ago that we were talking about the Red Devil, the nut that went in there and did what he did, and then there was so much of a tug of war over gun control versus gun rights, which will always be a source of controversy and tension with Americans because of the various laws that are all over the place in this country. There's no uniformity from state to state. Maybe it needs to be a state-to-state thing. What happened over the weekend in football? We're going to be talking about it here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 21st, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1,774.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Monday Night Football, of course, coming up, but over the weekend, very strange, these games. I always say when we do Nail the Score, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, we have this contest. Once a week, the computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Dave in Vermont nailed it the first one out of the gate, so he's got a big prize pack. Swag bag coming to him soon, but I was hoping we may even have another one. We did not have a winner this time around. San Francisco and Minnesota tangled. You know that the Vikings won that 24-13. So a lot of people had the Vikings, but nobody had 24-13. Like Jack had 21-17. We had Phil in Missouri at 28-20. Mike in Kentucky, 24-16. I really thought the Colts were going to win it, but it was big for the Vikings, huge for the Vikings. There was another game, I'll tell you, Jets fans, man, they have to be pulling their teeth out when they watch the Jets play. I'm going to pull another one out. The Jets won. They beat Miami 23-20, but they had to do it in overtime. Tennessee was blowing out Detroit. That ended up in overtime, 44-41. Dallas hangs on for a win. They had some sloppy play in that game, but they won 16-10. And it's been just a very strange 3 weeks out so far at this point. And, you know, then you have New England and Baltimore. And in that one, New England loses. So Baltimore, again, 1.31-30. You got Green Bay and Seattle, the Monday night game. You would think Green Bay, but, you know, I didn't even say my Eagles. I'll mention this because the Eagles so crazy, blown out right from the beginning. Cardinal fans have to be loving this. I mean, they just blew them out. Wasn't a contest, wasn't a game. It was an embarrassment. The final in that one was 27-6. It's like they didn't even show up. It's like the people in the stands showed up. Replacement players now on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. First off, how are you?
I'm good. It was the weekend. There were a lot of fun things to do over the weekend, like relax, and it was good.
Well, I haven't been doing that lately. I haven't been checking on you, and I felt negligent. I just usually been getting into my political rap, and I thought I would inquire about you because I do care.
Well, very nice. We're glad that you inquired. We need a joke from you. You're the best joke teller of everyone that calls the show, hands down.
You know, I don't have a single thing in my head, and I was looking at one of my Senior Citizens Reader's Digest that has jokes in them tonight. But I didn't even pick it up.
Next time, you got to give us one. You're good at that.
Okay, next time I will.
All right, I like that.
So the president is a joke. With that routine he tried to sell us on that video being the cause of all the unrest and all of Arab Europe, world, whatever it was.
Sure.
Pythons.
I don't get it.
Betty, what's going down? It's an establishment of their power in the world, and they want to flex their muscles. And they were chanting 1,150,000 Muslims in this world. You have to deal with us. We're all Osama's Obama. Where he got up and bragged about, spiked the football on killing Osama. That's coming back to bite him. And that's basically what it is. The so-called video was just a little ploy. And
I agree. I think if the biggest mistake is why even go there? Why would you even go there? There was no reason to go there. If I'm the president, why am I addressing that?
Really,
I mean, I'm addressing it, but I can just say this is a tragedy.
I agree with you.
Stupid.
And another thing, on the polls that you were talking about, Kate, they oversampled Democrats when they put those polls together. That's why the polls have been so screwed up. When we get closer to the election, the Rasmussen and all the rest of them will have to be more honest about their poll, and then you will see that there really is a difference in the polls, and those are the polls to believe. Stuff that's going on now, it's academic. It'd be like trying to pick the winner of the football game on a game show or something.
That's right. Pick the winner of the Super Bowl.
No pun intended. And now on this Romney thing, Romney didn't really say anything, basically, that wasn't true. I mean, I have felt as a dependent on Social Security, on the federal government. I know many other people that have. Many people are dependent on their VA check and their railroad pension checks and their
sure.
Social Security checks and their SSI checks and their unemployment checks. And then there are food stamps that we're all getting now. I mean, even I get $16 worth of food stamps a month. So I'm not kidding you. We've had 2 million more. No, it's more than that. We've had 15 million more people added to the food stamps roll in the 3.5 years that Obama has been president. And these are people that are dependent on the federal government. So Romney didn't say anything that was wrong. And now they've had to come out and admit that Romney was right when he made a statement about what was going on over there in Libya. And he did not shoot first and aim later. He really did have a point to make, and that is that this administration sent a man into a zone where they knew that he was of a different persuasion than the
yeah.
average sexual person.
Yeah.
And that was forbidden in that part of the world, and that the people organized against him and rallied for it to put him down and kill everybody involved. And those SEALs that was there to protect him, they weren't there to protect him. Their job was to look for the weapons that Obama's crew gave to the people that killed our ambassador. Those
yeah,
compelled grenades came from us.
There's more that meets the eye.
You're
that
right.
Has
You're
happened right. over there, Dan. Okay. Absolutely. And the thank you. And the one point that he makes, he's right that in trying with the ambassador who was gay is what it is. But the ambassador was popular with a lot of the Libyan people. However, that being a known fact, does that play into some of the things that happen? I think there's a whole other part of this, and really more what it's about is September 11th, the anniversary of September 11th, not wanting this to be a terrorist attack per se. Better that it's, oh, this Prophet Muhammad film comes out, and look what's happening even now in other places, in Greece, the police there had to use tear gas and pepper spray because there were Muslim protesters who were clashing in a rally against that film that was produced about the Prophet Muhammad, and we're starting to see this bubble up in some other places. But, I mean, that's a controversy from the statement perspective that absolutely didn't have to happen.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
If you don't feel like giving us a call, I say you can vent. Give us your mother's recipe for the best chocolate cake you've ever had, or whatever it is you want to share with America Tonight, simply by going to americatonight.net and letting your thoughts fly. And a lot of you do that, especially over the weekend. I can't believe how many people clog up my email, which is great. This is an audience that is very active with email. So, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail, and more mail. This one comes to us from Alec, who says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's going on with Aiken in his shot at trying to unseat Claire McCaskill? As a Missourian, I have to say I am sickened by what Aiken had to say, but I am not a fan of McCaskill's whatsoever, especially with her stance on the whole Obamacare deal. This puts me in that weird limbo spot. More people that I'm talking to are saying, as much as it kills them, they don't want McCaskill, and they may just go for Aiken. Yeah, you know, he was pretty much written off, definitely written off, before the Republican National Convention. Now, there are people paying attention to him because they don't want McCaskill. They don't want the Democrat. Will he win? Will he not? I mean, this is, I looked at some polls there. This is a tight race. It's neck and neck. It may be the tightest Senate race besides with the one in Massachusetts, Scott Brown trying to stay, he's the Republican, versus Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat. So he apologized afterwards, and, you know, this really was the conversation for maybe even 2 weeks. But it only matters in Missouri. It matters for the voters anyway. What are they going to do? And they had a debate. You know, they had their first debate, and a lot of people are actually kind of getting persuaded that Aiken might not be so bad, believe it or not. And the polls are showing that he's not completely out of it. In fact, he's raised over $800,000. I guess he did one of those online appeal things. Did you ever check when you check your email, speaking of doing that, did you get a bunch of solicitations from the candidates, the local ones and then the national ones? And there have been a bunch of fundraisers for him lately. He may surprise a few people, and despite the comments that he made early August after the rape remark and losing the backing of the Republican National Committee, he still just might, you know, with the television budget zapped, he still just might somehow sneak in there because of people not wanting to vote for McCaskill, although she definitely has her fans as well. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, emails us constantly, swears he's going to call the program. I love that. I understand. He says, you know, I think about it during the day, and then I pop off an email, and that's what makes sense to me. And here's what Jake says. Kate, have you been paying attention to now this crazy nonsense about what was said and what the real story is about the White House and the murder of our ambassador in Libya and the three others? I just don't understand why so much is being made of this. Isn't the White House smart enough to just drop it? Have they ever dropped anything? Well, here's the thing. It's being on the defense. So Robert Gibbs was on the defense over the weekend saying that, you know, that it's an attack and it's responding and saying that it wasn't a pre-planned attack and that the response wasn't misleading and blah, blah, blah. And I agree, Jake. I don't get why this is such a fumble for the White House, other than there's this edict about not using terror, avoiding terrorism, that whole thing. That's not a word we're using. They have a deal where they'll X out certain words. That word doesn't work. We're getting rid of it. It's negative. Boom, Xing it out. Not like the Republicans couldn't do the same thing, but the terrorism word is just a no-no. If they don't have to say it, they don't want to say it. Pre-planned, they didn't want to go there because the correlation was September 11th, I suppose. Instead, I mean, what can we agree on with the facts? You have an ambassador who is a lifelong diplomat, who the Libyan people, a lot of them liked him. He's in this crappy area in Benghazi, which is, of course, riddled with jackals and people who would easily paint a target on his back. So he gets taken out. Two Navy SEALs also get taken out, and another consulate employee, boom, out as well. And you look at the pictures of it, and it's clearly, it doesn't look like somebody just a bunch of thugs went in there and started to rip things apart. They got in there somehow. They flushed them out. It looks pre-planned. Initially, they're saying it was about the jihadist, the anti-Islamic movie, that the Prophet 14-minute thing that came on, you know, that was on YouTube that everybody was watching in the Islamic world, that set off the spark plug of the wild sparks flying everywhere in Cairo and was being debated all over the place. So initially that was what kept coming out of the White House that this was what this was about. That it was about the movie, but it wasn't about the movie. Yeah, you know, take it for what it's worth. All right, let's move on to another one. I want to try to squeeze a couple in here, not get too sidetracked by it. Let's see. Here's one from Bob, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. I've emailed you now for the last couple of weeks, a couple different times, Ms. Delaney. I think I told you in one of the previous emails. Don't worry, I've been listening to you for a long time in Burlington, and very happy to say there are a lot of people up here who like the show. So here's the deal, enough of sucking up to you. Here's what I don't understand, doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why, when we hear about these polls, why they sometimes can be so vastly different. Do you think the disparity is because they're slanted in a certain direction when it's Wall Street and it's NBC, or when it's CBS and whoever they partner up with, or whether it's a Gallup poll or whether it's a Rasmussen poll? Well, here's the thing. There's something called a poll of polls, and that takes all of them, no matter if it's supposedly a little bit Rasmussen, accused of being right, Gallup, not really accused of being anything. They just do the daily tracking. But others, CNN, maybe more left-leaning, if you wanted to say, because, you know, they make phone calls, and it's a sampling size that they're ultimately getting. So the poll of polls, I think, really gives you a good sense. And the poll of polls shows that the race is very close. I mean, the race is, I believe it, the race is neck and neck, 4-3 point or more difference. There have been a couple that I've seen where Obama was head and shoulders above. But as has been said to me many times, we're still, how many days out, 40-some days out before the election, will anything drastic or dramatic happen up to that point? And then you have these three debates. Will that make any difference or not? I had a few people say to me that are diehard Republicans about the horrible week for Romney because of the tape that came out, that they think that sunk Romney. And can he turn that around in the debates? Because that's probably going to be fodder at some point. It's going to be fodder for the debates, looking at the 47% comment. That could be fair game when you're talking about the economy. So that those debates, I think, did get a little more interesting. And maybe a lot of people are going to watch them. Let's see how many people watch them. The numbers there would matter. Because to me, if you had really, really high numbers, I think that shows that people want to hear what's being said. They want to know what's going on. Here's one from Allison, and she writes, "Oh, so sad. I listened to your show and I was hearing about the pandas at the National Zoo. And then when I listened this morning to my local news, I found out that one of the cubs died at the zoo. What happened to the cub?" Yeah, they say it was the mother panda was made like a honking kind of noise that symbolizes distress, and the vets, of course, rushed to the cub, and the cub died just a newborn 6 days after the cub was born. They say that it didn't seem like there was any trauma or infection. They don't know what caused the cub's death, and who knows? I'm sure they'll release something once they do know, but how sad to hear that honking noise. The mother who was upset, and that had to be awful if you were at the zoo and you could hear that. Ooh. So they'll do whatever they call the version of an autopsy for the panda and see if they can figure out what it was. And they said that you know, they hadn't named the cub yet, and they had a taped a grunt from the cub, and the cub looked like it was okay, and oh, that's awful, because cubs in captivity, pretty tough. And, you know, here's the thing. What does a zoo want with the panda? They want people to go and see the panda. And they were saying that the birth of the cub would have increased the amount of people coming about 500,000 because of the baby panda. Ooh, 500,000 people would have gone to go see that panda. Sad.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on Freeze-Dried Foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
And prognosticate with 45 plus days to go until November 6th in the election. And what's happening with the younger vote? What's happening with the millennials? So many that we've talked to on the show say they're disenfranchised, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and they don't want to vote. So what I wonder is that really true? As we try to peel away some of the layers and go a little bit deeper, what is it that's going to pump up the young Republicans and get them to go and vote, to get them to rally more around Mitt Romney? Joining us now is youth strategist Sal Amastra. And Sal's been a political consultant for Texas Congressman Van Taylor, also a bunch of other Florida policymakers as well. He's got a book out called 2012 for 20-somethings, a young voter's guide to the 2012 elections. And he got the rubber stamp from Karl Rove, who said this is a great tool to help younger people educate themselves on the issues, mobilize and get involved. That's the key thing, mobilize and get involved. Sal, thanks for spending some time with us here on ATN.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. So in doing the research, first of all, putting a voter's guide together, how long did that take you? That had to be some legwork.
It took many months to do, but it was a great project for me as well, because I learned a lot through researching so many of these issues myself.
And what do you think the key issues are that 20-somethings care about?
Well, I get asked this question a lot, and I sound like a broken record, but if I was going to list the top 10, the first 5 would be jobs. It's going to be all about jobs for young voters this election, and that's what's going to get them excited to turn out to the polls this time.
Yeah. Why are so many 20-somethings flipping into young Republicans from becoming, you know, they were Democrats, and maybe they voted for the first time and they voted for Obama for that hope and change, and now they're becoming card-carrying members of the Republican Party? What happened? How'd that happen?
You're seeing that, I think, because you're seeing that Obama has felt a lot of the promises he made to young voters. He is President Obama now because of young voters. He won many states by less than 15,000 votes because young voters showed up in support for him, and they expected a lot from all the groundwork they did for him in 2008, and they didn't see it. And I think that they're looking at the youth unemployment. They're looking at their friends who have graduated from college, moving back into their parents' house, and realizing, you know what, either I'm going to graduate and either I have to move back into my parents' house, or do I want a job? And I think they view Governor Romney as a little bit more credible on getting America working again.
So it's jobs, 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 and a lot of that is because some of the people that have come out of school can't find employment, then they've got these heavy debts as they have to pay back student loans.
Mm-hmm. They've gone through 4 years of college, and now they're getting slapped in the face by the real world, and they're moving back into their parents' basement with $20,000 in loans. And no one wants that once they've put 4 years of hard work into an education, and they're just not going to have it. And unfortunately, you're either going to see those young voters move over to the Republican Party, or you're just going to see them sit home on Election Day, and they're not going to turn out, which is either way is just as bad for President Obama.
Do you think Romney's courting the youth vote?
He's not doing a very good job of it. I think his campaign can do a much better job of courting the youth vote. He's letting the Obama campaign right now kind of set the agenda for him. He's letting them define him as a vulture capitalist and going in and being the old Scrooge businessman and not caring about the little guys who work for him. And I don't think he's combat that strong enough right now and to produce enough young voter support by the election.
Yeah, and that's so key. So if you were part of the arm that was influencing Romney, and he looks to a lot of different people, you would tell him get out there and start to talk to more young people, do what Obama did, maybe go to college campuses?
Exactly, and I would send his vice presidential running mate to do that because he does well with young voters. He's young and youthful himself and energetic, and he's very approachable, and he conveys their message very, very eloquently. And I think that the Romney campaign can effectively influence the youth vote just with social media, because there's a very easy way to get young voters. They want jobs, and so you have to look at Governor Romney at Bain Capital and the companies he helped create that employ thousands of young people, like Domino's and AMC and Burger King, Burlington Coat Factory, Dunkin' Donuts, Guitar Center, Guitar Center, Sports Authority. And then you have Obama, who invested all this money in these green companies who all went bankrupt and wasted billions of dollars and thousands of jobs. And I think if you compare both of their business records, and one was with private money through Bain Capital, one was through tax money with Obama, you're going to show young people that, okay, you know, Governor Romney might have some questionable things in the Bain Capital history, but he's a proven job creator. And unfortunately, President Obama has yet to prove that he is, a job creator.
Yeah. Are most of your friends, are most of the people around you, are they going to vote? Do they feel like, yeah, I'm going to vote? This is, even if I don't feel completely embraced by Mitt Romney, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to do it.
This is an interesting trend I've watched over the past year with writing the book and visiting college campuses and book signings. Is I've seen young voters go from, you know what, we've gotten a lot of crap from politicians in the past. We've been promised a lot from both parties, and we've been left in the dust once they get elected, and that's how they feel with Obama right now. And they just like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter if we vote for Romney because he's probably just going to go to Washington, D.C. and not follow through on his promises either. And so I was getting nervous the youth vote wasn't going to turn out, but it looks like now that the election is getting closer and closer, they're realizing that, you know what, even we just have to take a chance on Governor Romney and see if he can go to Washington, D.C. and follow through on the promises he has made, because they're not happy with anything right now. And I think they're getting more and more worried about how the economy is going to be if Obama gets reelected.
In your guide, you talking about the elections, what are some of the key things that you point out? Because if Rove is saying this is a great tool helping people educate themselves, what does he mean by that? What are the main themes in the book?
Yes, I was very glad to have his support. what I do in the book is I go through and I explain, first of all, the importance of voting and why it's important not to sit on the sidelines of this election and why it's important to go out and stand strong for what you believe and to figure out what you believe. And so a lot of young voters don't necessarily they haven't formed their own beliefs about, you know, government yet and what the role of government should be. And so I use this book to go through the major issues facing our country this time around, from the economy to unemployment, entitlements, illegal immigration, health care, taxes, social issues, and explain those issues to them so they really understand what those issues are. So when they hear politicians talking about them, they know that, you know, what they're saying is the truth, or what they're saying is just a bunch of BS, and they'll be able, you know, to cut out the middleman through, you know, what certain celebrities or people they follow on Twitter might say, and whether, you know, what they're saying is the truth. And so I just wanted to educate my peers so they would be able to vote in, you know, responsible members into office.
And so on November 6th, when we all wake up the next day, Sal, in the conversations that you've had, who do you think is going to be president?
You know, it's tough right now. This has been a very turbulent election, as was the primaries with the Republicans. And I think in the end, I think Romney will pull it off. It'll be tight. I mean, Romney will have to win Nevada and Florida and North Carolina and Virginia, New Hampshire, to pull it off. But, you know, as long as he keeps steady and I think he'll do very well in the debates. And I think the debates will be, you know, the turning table in this election, where Romney will really excel in the polls after those.
And do you think a lot of the people that we're talking about, the 20-somethings, will be watching those debates?
I think they will, because I think that the Democrats are cocky enough to rely solely on President Obama's superb oratory skills, and I think they'll promote it well with celebrities and other social media outlets to get young voters to tune in. But I think through the Republican primary, Romney really learned how to stand his ground and debate really effectively, and I think he'll do very well against President Obama. And I think, of course, Ryan will sweep the floor with Vice President Biden.
Well, and it's really the meat. What I keep hearing, the one thing I do hear from people in their 20s is they want to know what the solutions are. You said it. They don't want the surfacey stuff. They get the song and dance and all that. But give us some meat, because we're sitting here in our families' houses and we're in massive debt. We want to know what you're going to do for us. Is that pretty? Am I right in that?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be, Romney's going to have very clear plans when he's in those debates and when he's out speaking. I went to a Romney rally today here in Sarasota, Florida, and I mean, he hammered out point after point of what he'll do with Medicare and Obamacare and what he'll do, you know, with student debt and all these issues. And he has 5-point plans for all of them. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear a plan, and they're not hearing that from President Obama, and they know his plans from last election aren't working. So it's going to be tough for President Obama, but I think Romney has the plan, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Sal, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, how do they find it?
You can get a copy at all major retail stores, you know, like Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Books A Million, and it's on all ebook outlets.
All right, very good. Sal, good luck with that book, and thanks for joining us.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.